Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And our first news story for this hour concerns over the number of accidents on some Tuscola County roads continues to grow. The latest plea for action was made by Billy Putman, whose family was involved in an accident at the intersection of Deckerville Road and Hurd's Corner Road. Three Putman family members were killed and three other family members were severely injured when a semi-truck ran a stop sign. Putman stated there have been seven more accidents at Hurd's Corner Road and Deckerville Road since September 19th, accident involving his family. Putman took his concerns to the Tuscola County Road Commission and then to the County Board of Commissioners, where he explained his unsatisfactory meeting with the road board. According to Putman, the road board either failed to respond or took several weeks to answer his and the other emails and others about their highway concerns. Besides the Deckerville and Hurd's Corner intersection, other roads that are an area of concern because of the number of accidents are the intersections of Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, M15 and Bertrand Road, and Irish Road. Putman and his remaining family members researched the cost of putting rumble strips or flashing red lights powered by solar on stop signs. According to Putman's research, the cost of rumble strips and solar light warnings on stop signs at those intersections that have the most accidents is about $29,400. He pointed out the cost for the road commission to do that work would be less than the cost he was able to find online. And the CAN Council is hosting Superhero Hockey Night with the Saginaw Spirit on Saturday, December 13th at 7:05 p.m. at the Dow Event Center. This year, their event hero theme is based on The Incredibles. The fundraiser event features a Saginaw Spirit hockey game, superhero cape and fan giveaways, a superhero jersey auction, and a parade on ice, along with volunteer recognition awards. Fans are encouraged to dress as their favorite superhero. Tickets are $19 for the upper level and $5 for each ticket purchased through SaginawSpirit.net/group sales with group ID Superhero 25, password Spirit, supports CAN Council programs and services. Just scan the QR code in this article and provide the group ID and password. All proceeds benefit the CAN Council's work in Aranac, Bay, Huron, and Saginaw counties. And in our national news, the federal government is moving ahead with construction of a 5,000-person immigrant detention facility in West Texas, a project that will significantly expand the capacity to hold people awaiting immigration proceedings or deportation. Supporters describe the complex as a needed response to overcrowded facilities and surges in arrivals, while critics say it risks entrenching long-term mass detention rather than investing in alternatives, such as community-based supervision programs. And in our international news, analysts using satellite imagery say large areas stained with blood and signs of mass graves in Sudan's Darfur region support allegations of genocidal violence during intense fighting earlier this year. The evidence, collected over a roughly 72-hour period of alleged mass killings, is likely to increase pressure on international bodies to investigate potential war crimes committed amid the country's ongoing civil conflict. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net.